Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to thank the Lord for another Sabbath day, and we want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Pastor Moore, a.k.a. Job Israel, and today we are dealing with the creation, which is what we deal with on the Sabbath day, because, well, what better day to deal with the creation other than on the Sabbath day, saying that the Sabbath day is a part of the creation. Exactly. So, let's get into this. I'm going to say, welcome my brother Keith. How we doing?
By shalom, grace and peace, brother. This is Brother Keith. Grace and peace to children of Israel and all those out there listening to the show, it Sounds of Living Waters. Mm-hmm. It's your brother Keith Hutchins. All is well. We made it to another Sabbath day, and I thank Lord that those listening were able to take part in the Passover and for other feasts to come.
Lord, praise you, brother. Yeah, man, the second Passover is a huge blessing for us and that we're able to take part in it. Absolutely. Well, hey, man, let's get started. You got a scripture for us so we can open up. And brothers and sisters, if we can't ask you to stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father. And brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can cover your heads as we approach the Father.
I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. Call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? In his mercy, clean gone forever, does his promise fail forevermore? Have God forgotten to be gracious? Have he in anger shut up his tender mercy, Selah? And I said, this is my infirmity. Who will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High? I have read Psalm 77, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and teaching of his word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless them because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy to endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Well, last week we left off and we were dealing with the angels in the creation, man, and their jobs and their responsibilities and the things that belong to them and the things that pertain to them. Now, one second. I wish. So now we're dealing with their jobs and their responsibilities and the things that they do and the things that belong to them. See, a lot of times, man, we just think that, you know, the angels is here just because of general principles. No, man. They're here because they got a job to do. They're here because they have a responsibility to perform. You see, they created for a reason. So what we're going to do is get into these things, man. We're going to get into the fact of why they're here. We're going to get into, do angels actually take over human beings? Can they fill you up? Can they take you over? And is there a law against them and a good angel? You know, we know that devils can possess you, but can a good angel possess you? That's another question. I think we covered that last week. I think we're going to get into that again. So, with that being said, let's look at this. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, as we start all our creation's precepts.
Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
So here's the thing, man. Now, we got the first day. We got a lot of things going on here, but right now we just dealing with heaven, man. So we got all these elements going on. Let's And also you got the second day that's on the steps. We ain't even got to that yet, but we're going to get to that. Hopefully after this weekend, we go into the next day. God willing, we live. But this is the creation part 15, heaven. Heaven, right? So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and read verse 1.
Genesis 1 and 1 reads, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
Now, let's go to Psalms chapter 104 and verse 3. Psalms 104, verse 3, when you receive it, read.
Psalms 104 and verse 3 reads, "Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who make the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the winds, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire."
Well, there it is. He said, "He maketh his spirits a ministers of flame of fire." That's what they are. They ministers. So let's look at this definition of a minister, right? It says this: one who's authorized to perform religious functions as in a church, Christian church, so to say. Now, it says one who is created to perform religious functions. So angels are created to perform religious functions, that is to say for God. You know, generic sense is religious functions. The truth of God is that they're created to perform things that belong to God. So that's that thing. All right? And it says this. It says minister of religion, pastor, clergyman, reverend, governor, executive, diplomat, minister, public servant, things like that. Secretary of State, cabinet minister, political minister, priest, divine, vicar, preacher, pastor, chaplain, clergy, churchman, things like that. So these spirits have control, or I ain't gonna say control, but they affect these bodies in the world. That is to say, politicians and religion. You see, they affect those things. And this is what we're gonna get into. So first, let's look at the authority that we have. Let's go into Luke. Because you don't want to just get into something and then all of a sudden, you know, we forget what's the whole point. You see, we live in fear, so to say, right? So let's look at that. Let's go into Luke chapter 10. Give me chapter 10 and verse 17.
Ten and 17 reads, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name."
See that?
And
the devils are subjected to us. Okay, there it is. Okay. So we see the angels are subject to us. So what do you mean subject to his name? Let's look at this word subject, right? So
yes,
we have to know, first of all, the power of Christ that we will, right?
Right.
subject. It says, subject matter, this is, it says discipline, it says, let me get the definition. Being in a position of, in a circumstance that place one under the power or the authority of another or others. So the angels are in our authority because the God of Israel gave that to us in Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1 and 28. So he gave us that law. He said, have dominion over everything that move upon the earth. So that's that. That's what we do. That's what we are. So, we have dominion over the planet. The angels that come into our realm, we have dominion over them unless they have a note from God otherwise. But other than that, we have total dominion, right? So this is that thing. It said prone, disposed. It says that's the experience or suggestion to something. It says it says under the condition of, it says subjected to, and it says also bring under dominion, control, or influence. It says we have the control of them and influence over them through the power of God in Christ. So this is that thing that we have to be conscious of, right? So without this power of God in Christ, we don't know or don't have these things. You see what I'm saying? That we have these things. But if we look at God in Christ, then we realize that we do have these things, right? And we do have the power of God in Christ to overcome these devils. We give these devils way too much power, especially in our world or in our dominion. And Jesus just told us that no, you know, don't worry about that. He said, look, you got dominion over them. They're subjected to you. I've given you the authority over them. Even in Genesis chapter 1, I gave you the authority, and I'm telling you now, you still have authority. Continue.
Yes, sir. Luke 10 and 18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said,
Hold on.
I think
he says this. He said, rejoice not that the angels are subjected to you. He said, don't rejoice over that because that's not really a big deal, but rejoice more so that your names are written in heaven. See, a lot of times we get caught up on those things, and we get caught up on the fact that, oh, man, we can control the angels, and then we'll lose our mind and our authority and pride to creep in on us. No, he's telling us, you better be glad your name is in heaven. Be glad that your name is written in heaven. Be glad that the Father knows your name. Forget the wonders that you do on this earth. Forget the people that do the wonders on this earth. Just be thankful that your name is in heaven. So, we see that we have these authorities over the spirit, right? And we see that we can see, well, forgive me, no. We see that these angels we have completely, we have authority over them through God in Christ, right? In fact,
right.
Go to Romans chapter 16.
Mm-hmm.
16 and verse 19.
Romans 16 and 19 reads, "For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen."
See, this is the thing. See, God gave us the power over Satan. And he said eventually he's going to destroy him altogether. So that's something we just got to be conscious of, that that's going to happen eventually, one way or another. All we got to do is just keep living. That's it. That's all we got to do is keep living. And God in Christ will continue. You know, he'll do his thing if we do our thing. But we also have to understand that that it's him that's ruling, that gives us control. It's that our names are written in heaven, right? Amen. So,
amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelations chapter 19, let's pick it up at verse 9, Revelation 19 and 9, when you receive it, read.
Revelations 19 and 9 reads, "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy."
See, that's what a good angel would do. That's what the righteous angels would do. They wouldn't have you worshiping him. They wouldn't have you worshiping them. They would rather have you worship God. But see, the fallen angels would rather have you worship them one way or another. In fact, let's look at this conversation again. Let's go into Revelation chapter 22 and pick it up.
Revelations 22 and 1 reads, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielding her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
And what are you? What are you right now?
Revelations 22 and 3.
No. Okay. No, that ain't where I want you to be, bro. I want you to go into Revelation chapter 22, and I want you to skip down a little further, right? And it says this. Revelation 22 and verse 9.
Revelation 22 and 9 reads, "Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God."
See that? So the thing is that they are, you know, they'll tell you to worship God first before you worship the devil, before you worship them. They ain't gonna have you work. In fact, that should be the premise for all of us, man. But some of us, man, we want to be worshiping the angels. We want to be worshiped like the angels. You know, that pride is a big thing. And a lot of us have a lot of this thing inside of us, and this is why it's there, that we desire this thing. But he said, no, worship God. This is what you do, right? But this is what the devils want to do. So we go here. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. See, the devils ain't going to tell you that. They going to tell you to worship them. In fact, pick it up at 32, and let's read at verse 16.
Deuteronomy 32 and verse 16 reads, "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils," not to God, "to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not." "Of the rock that begat thee,"
we see here, right here, he said, the devils want to be worshipped. They sacrifice the devils. Devils want to be worshipped. That angel said, no, worship God. Devils want to be worshipped. So Christmas is a sacrifice to devils. Easter is a sacrifice to devils. Going to church every Sunday is a sacrifice to devils. Now, some days the feast days fall on Sunday. That's the high days, to say. We have one coming up, which is the Feast of Pentecost. That's on a Sunday. But that didn't change the law. The law is that we're supposed to keep the Sabbath day. This is that thing, right? Right. So, here it is. He said, they sacrificed on the devils and not the God whom they knew not, to new gods that newly came up. That's that thing, you see. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, so we see now these. This is what the devil wants. These devils want. They want to be worshipped. They want to be worshipped before God and Christ. Let's go into Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, pick it up at verse 1. Matthew 4 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Matthew 4 and verse 1 reads, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen. So he says this, he said, Man shall not live by flesh alone, but by every word that proceeds. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's the deal. We are supposed to live by the word of God. End of it. That's that, you see. But this is what the devil wants. He wants us to worship him. And he'll use any instrument to do it. He'll use wealth. He'll use power, influence, whatever it may be, to cause you to worship him. Continue.
Verse 4 reads, But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Ain't that something? He said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's that thing, you see. So that's, once again, he is trying our spirit. Now pay attention to how he operates. Because a lot of times, man, the enemy be pushing on us, and we not really paying attention that he's pushing up on us. But then when it comes evident that he is, that's when you're supposed to rebuke it. In fact, continue.
Verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charging concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus saith unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
There it is. So, there it is. So we got this thing here. We got these things here. We looking at what he's talking about here. We paying attention to Jesus. Said, man, you better stay focused on Jesus. Man, you better stay focused on God in Christ. He will offer you the whole planet if you worship him. And people selling their souls to the devil, man. What do you mean I sell my soul to the devil? They saying that I will sell my time allotted on this earth and go to the lake of fire for riches and gains.
Amen, brother. Amen, amen.
So, yeah, you can sell your soul, man. You just, like, ask Michael Jackson, did he get past 50? Who knew? Michael Jackson saw that 50 come real fast. It did. It wasn't like, you know, it happened, you know, when he first came to the industry, he was a child. He had a whole lot of years in front of him, but time kept pushing. And the enemy knew that one day he would belong to him. And he did. He got him. He got him. He died young. 50? Everybody was still in love with Michael. They wanted to see the concert that he was finna get ready to do. They wanted to see him do his thing in Europe, and he dropped dead. They poisoned him and killed him. It was that time. The enemy said, get him. That's the contract he made with him. Watch this. Keep reading.
Verse 7 reads, Jesus saith unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
See that? You see that?
Yes.
That's what he's talking about. Worship. He said, fall down and worship me. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. That's the same thing we read in Deuteronomy. But that righteous angel said, no, don't you do that. Don't you mess around with that nonsense. Don't you do that. Don't do it. He said, don't you fall down before me. You better worship God, because he knew that if he allowed that to happen, he'd be standing right there with him, and he would be facing the judgment.
Amen. Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go ahead to Acts chapter 19. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. Because, see, not only do they want to be worshipped, but they also got a law that's written in heaven that they can possess or take over a person's body. Whether, now, it wasn't originally meant that angels can take over a person's body, but it was a law. In the law, it was really meant that an angel could take over. Let me reiterate this. In the law, it's written that an angel can take over a man's body. But what happened was, when sin came into the picture, the law is still in effect. And when sin entered into the picture, now they can take over their body with wickedness.
That's right.
Acts chapter 19. And let's pick it up at Acts 19 and verse 10.
Acts 19, verse 10 reads, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
See that? You see that? It ain't take much. It ain't going to all that mumbo jumbo that we saw that big old movie, The Exorcist, about. You know, we watched that big movie, The Exorcist, man, and don't get me wrong, that movie was creepy. But that's probably the only movie that I really won't watch over and over again. That movie was doing a lot. In fact, it affected the whole world. It taught people how to be stupid. Oh, I'm possessed by devils. That people went to church the next Sunday and was possessed, and preachers was doing all kind of dumb stuff. It turned into a big sensationalism. And then next thing you know, all these other books came out with demonic possessions and all this Abby baby and the Exorcist Beyond the Door, which was that commercial, man, as a child was so wrong. And that commercial came on after hours, like, I'm a kid and I'm watching TV, and here come the commercial, Beyond the Door. Beyond the Door. I was spooked. Right.
Especially when you were going to sleep. You ain't took that to sleep with you.
See what I'm saying? Beyond the door. The door what? The door what? You see? So what they were saying through those films, once they open up the Exorcist, then they open up this another one called Beyond the Door, right? So these were two films geared toward white people. And then they open up a door for us called Abby's Baby. See that? This is that thing. What I'm saying is that these angels is teaching us how to fear them and worship them versus us worshiping God.
Right.
Right. Continue.
Verse 11 reads, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." Then, of the vagabond.
It don't take all that stuff, man. Look, I come against you in the name of Jesus, and I got a big choir, and somebody falling all on the ground. Ooh, the devil is alive. Ooh, all this nonsense, man, all this sensationalism is all make-believe. Yes, there is a such thing as demonic possessions. Yes, they do take over your body. But what they put in films is nothing but sensationalism and nothing more than entertainment. Stop it. The angels in heaven, the angels that fell from heaven, don't operate like that. They operate like this. They'll send someone like you think is from God, all peaceable, with the love of Jesus all over their tongue, always talking about God, and they will steal on the Sabbath day. They would pollute the most holiest day of the year and become a thief. They don't care. They like that. That's the wicked. That's the devil. But they don't come to you like, "Oh, I'm this and I'm that." No, they come to you like, "Oh, come and worship Jesus." And then they'll turn around and show you that they don't believe in God.
Ooh, wee.
I've been there. I lived with it. And trust me, as I tell you, I done seen people profess the name of the Lord and know that they were lying before the whole creation. I watched them tell people to fast before God, and they wouldn't even do it themselves. They were straight up satanic. Straight up. I seen it with my own eyes. I seen them do things that was beyond comprehension. I said, man, there is no fear. But we see here, right here, that we got that power, man. You don't even take that. We don't even have to be there to rebuke a devil, man. We listening. We don't even have to be in the same vicinity to rebuke a devil. We don't even have to be in the same room to rebuke a devil. We don't even need to be on a phone call to rebuke a devil. All we have to do is send something like a potato chip. Yeah. That's what we think of you. How about that? You see, that's what God was showing us with Paul. Read on.
Verse 12 reads, "So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabonds, Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We are
Jews." Wait a minute,
why
you call them vagabonds, man? What's the deal? What's a vagabond?
A bomb.
A what?
A bomb.
So wait a minute, man, but he said they children of the priest. They were rich, man. If they're the children of the priest, they didn't need a want for nothing, man. They ate good, they lived good, they live in the best places, in their houses, in their land. How is it that they were considered vagabonds, right? Let's
right.
look at the word vagabond. Why? Why did Paul call them vagabonds?
I can't tell you that.
Why did Paul call them a vagabond? That's a descent, man. You really got to think about what he just called them, vagabonds. And he said this. He said, a person with no fixed home. Remember now, listen at this conversation. Listen at what they said. Read that again.
Okay. Yes, sir. Verse 13 reads, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth.
Wait a minute. They didn't even believe in it. They believed in Paul's faith. They didn't believe in the faith that God gave them. They didn't even believe in the name of Jesus. It says this. It says, vagabond. Why did God call these dudes vagabonds and they were the sons of a priest? Watch this. It says this. It says, wandering from place to place without a settled home, nomadic. They don't even have a home. They wasn't even considered a body in the body of Christ to even deal with these things. Leading in an unsettled, careless life, disruptive, worthless, syphilis, pertaining to the characteristic of a vagabond, having an uncertain, irregular course of direction, a person who wanders from place to place, a nomad. What? But they were priests, and they was at home in Jerusalem. How in the world they were considered vagabond because they didn't believe in God? The true temple in God is in heaven. The true temple of God is Jesus Christ. He is the high priest. He is the Melchizedek of everything, and they did not believe in him. They were vagabond. And then they had the nerve to go out here and try to, you know, pull the same things that Paul pulled, but then they didn't call upon the name of the Lord in faith. They said in the name that Jesus that Paul preached. So they didn't even believe. They believed in what Paul was saying. They didn't believe in what God gave them. That was the other thing. If they were the sons of a priest and the sons of a high priest, then they would have believed the fact that God said, I've given you dominion over everything that moveth upon the earth. They should have had that understanding. Continue. So, wait. Let's look at this. He said, now these devils, man, they can make you sick. They can mess you up. They can give you diseases. Blah. But that's what they do. Right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
13, yes. 14, continue.
Yes, sir. All right. Verse 13 reads, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus from Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?
See that? See that? That spirit said, man, I know Jesus. I was there. I was in heaven. I seen him myself. I know who that is. Paul, I know who he is because he is up under the blood of Jesus, just like you is. Brother Hutchison and myself, they know who we are because we are under the blood. But he was like, well, who are you? You see that?
Amen.
He like, where you come from, Tim Shoe? Right? Read on.
Right. I'll praise the Most High God. Verse 14. And there were seven sons of one of Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
There it is, Brother T. You can't be out here playing with these spirits like that, man. You know, these films out here, the exorcism and, you know, Beyond the Door. We don't even see movies like that. All we see is like, in fact, I don't think they make movies like that anymore. I don't think they make movies like that anymore. They make more movies about, like, conjuring, right? Playing with Ouija boards, yep, and stuff like that. Or they, looking in a mirror or some nonsense, you know, like Candyman, dumb stuff like, you know, stuff like that. They stay into this dumb stuff now. But the truth is, The Exorcist, Beyond the Door, Abby B. Stabies, Damien, stuff like that, Rosemary Baby, stuff like that was all satanic on every level. The rest of that junk is just junk.
Jacob's Ladder,
yeah, he was also, but he was in, guess what? That film was about him being under the influence of devils, brother.
Yeah.
Under the influence of drugs. Yeah, I saw that piece. He said that dude was influenced by devils because he was under the influence of drugs, man. He was possessed by devils through drugs, through the drugs of the military. And military was practicing drugs on us back in the day. You know, when you sign up for the military, and they always at war, so they could say they sent you somewhere and send your body back, and they could have been and used you for an experiment and killed you and said you died in action because you signed a contract saying they can do that. Yeah, that Jacob Ladder was a deep piece, but it was about them being possessed by devils through narcotics from the United States military. How about that for the truth? And you look around you now. Look at these people strung out on Percocets and habituates and meth and everything, man. The world is jacked, man. I'm not saying that heroin and cocaine and marijuana is those are all natural sedatives, right? But
right.
Percocets, meth, that's all genetic. That stuff is satanic. That's not from the earth. That's made by man, and ain't nothing coming good from man. I don't care what it is. You can have a 500 bins in that joint, man, but if it's not from God, that joint just ain't going to happen, man. It's bull crap. It's satanic, man. It's all satanic. That's why God is going to get rid of all of this madness. Yeah. Let's go to Mark chapter 5:1. Mark 5:1.
Five and verse 1 reads, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs of a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him.
This is what they took the movie off of, this dude right here. They tried to say that this broad was possessed with this kind of devil, that she was jacked up. Remember, she had sex with a cross. Your first actual child pornography dildo of a cross on national screens. That was a child performing sex with a dildo that was in the image of a cross. Are we listening? We're not paying attention to really what's going on because we're too busy being distracted about what's not going on. Continue.
Verse 5 reads, in all ways, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.
See that? That's all he said. Did he go into a big spill? I'm going to sprinkle you with holy water. Where's the holy water at?
No.
Well, I come against you in the name of Jesus. I do this. Bunny, 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 bunny. Where's that at?
No.
What did he say? Do you think he screamed that at it?
Yes.
You know what he said?
Yes, I do.
Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. That's all he has to say. But he said it with authority, and he meant it, and it had to obey because of this thing. Hold your finger here and go right into Genesis. All he was showing Peter and all the disciples, John and Mark, Luke and Matthew, this is that this is our power before God in Christ. Now watch this. Go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. In fact, pick it at the 26. Pick it up at 26 and just read. And I'll stop you when I need to. Continue.
Genesis 1 and 26 reads, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said, Behold, I have given you every herb.
Whoa. He said, have dominion of everything that do what?
Moveth upon the earth.
Do the fallen angels move on the earth?
Yes.
So we got power over them, don't we?
Yes.
He said, this is what Jesus was showing us, that we have power over all the unclean spirits that move upon the earth. In fact, he's telling us, you got to make. They didn't cast here. They're under your subjection because they never wanted to be under your subjection. I'm putting you under their subjection. I'm putting them under your subjection. Stand on that.
Amen.
But wait, there's more. Let's look at this a little further, right? He said, I've given you dominion over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. Let's look at that. Go to Job chapter 1, right? Job chapter 1, and let's read down to verse 7. When you receive it, read.
Job 1 and 6?
Job chapter 1 and 1.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Job 1 and 1 reads, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job contend.
Man, you can be careful, man. You can say something stupid in your mind. You understand that? We can say something stupid enough in our minds to get us cut off. We ain't even got to speak it in existence. We can say something stupid in our mind, and God will cut us off for it. You feel me? This is that thing. Continue.
Verse 5 reads, and it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, and said, from going to and fro in earth and from walking up and down in it.
Wow.
And the Lord
see
said,
that? See, but he told them, he already told them that you have dominion over that. You have dominion over that.
That's a cross.
Right. It is a cross. Up and down, to and fro. That's a cross, bruh. But then again, it's also north, south, and east, and west. So it is what it is. So I go get too carried away in that one thing because I know it definitely mean a lot of other things if we are in that mindset.
Right. Right.
Praise God. Continue. We're going to and fro in it. So he's showing us that this is what he do. This is his job. He go to and fro and walking up and down in it. To do what? Right? To do what? Go to Peter. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We receive a read.
1 Peter chapter 5. And verse 7 reads, casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
See that? He looking for the weak.
Yes.
He looking for the weak that he may do whatever he do. He not looking for those that don't know God. He ain't looking for those that ain't serving God that's ready to rebuke him at a given will. He's looking for those that aren't serving God and that are weak, that he can use them to disrupt those things that belong to God. See that?
Yes, sir.
Continue. Mm.
Verse 8 reads.
Now, this is the other thing. See, we looking at him like, you know, he get this thing, man, like, you know, he can go up and down and just take over anybody. He can't. He, without a note, he can't do nothing. He can't do nothing. He said, be sober, people. Be vigilant, people, because your devil, the adversary, is a roaring lion. He's looking for those that are weak. He's looking for the weak link. What are you? Are you the weak link?
God forbid.
See? So, we can see here that devils can possess people. Well, what about good angels? Can they possess people? Let's look at that. Let's go into Judges. Let's go into Judges chapter, let's see, 15. And, in fact, let's go 14. In fact, pick it up at 1. I love this story because Samson had a thing for the Philistine females, right? They were like super tall. And if they super tall, to me, they had a long vaginal canal. They had to be like, you know, to get to the ovary, you have to be able to reach it, right? What was up with him? That he dug these giant females. They were giants. They weren't. They were. They could have played in the NBA today. Those women that was here, the Philistine women here, could play in the NBA now and beat the dudes that's in the NBA if they knew how to shoot. So what was a look at us, man? We Hebrew Israelites, right? How tall are you, man? 5'11", right?
No, I'm a 6'1".
Okay, well, yeah, you're shrinking. But anyway, I'm just kidding. But for the most part, all of us, man, most Israelites is in between 5'9", most males, right, 5'8" to 6'5", max, most of us. We're not going past 6'5", unless we're a freak. All of the Philistine females were 7 feet tall or more. What was over Samson that he had to give? Don't get me wrong. I'm telling you, man. I checked out my new bold family, and I looked at the people in his village, and they got the color. They Sudan. They jet black. They got that jet black Sudani kind of complexion. And the women is absolutely beautiful, but they so tall. What was up with Samson with that? God willing, I live, and I get to meet that brother, I'ma ask him. And you know, he'll probably just say, "Oh, it was from God. I had to fulfill prophecy." No, dude, you had something. The fulfillment of God power was not cutting your hair, drinking wine, and such and such. You digging on these Philistine females is a whole nother conversation. That was your personal id. Judges 14:5, when you receive it, read.
15:1? Yes, sir. All right. Judges 15:1 reads, "But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure? And Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and turned tail to tail and put a firebrand in the midst between the two tails. And when he had
stopped,
set the brands on.
So here it is. So Samson was a trip. He said, so the Spirit of God came onto him what? Verse 6. Read that 6 again, bro.
Yes, sir. Then the Philistines said, who have done this?
Judges 14:5. That's why we're not there. Okay, this is why I keep missing this. That's why we're not on the same page. 14 and verse 1. Read 14 and 1.
Oh, 14 and 1. Okay. All right. Judges 14 and 1 reads, and Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me.
Super bad and super tall. He said, I seen a daughter among the Philistines. I like that. Go get her for me. Because that was the protocol. The father had to go and ask the parent for his wife, for his daughter to marry. Now, what was up with the Philistine? He was like, well, you know, hey, man, we like super tall, and this dude ain't going to be tall and turning out no super tall children. So what's up with this? But they went along with the process. He ended up getting this Philistine female. But here it is. Samson not only was super strong, but watch this. Keep reading.
Verse 3 reads, then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines?
See? He's like, what's up with this, man? Why are you all here? You know what? Man, look, I can get you I can find you a bad wife out of Dan, you know, because Samson was out of the tribe of Dan. He was Rachel's grandson, you know, not Leah's. He was Rachel's grandson from Jacob. So he like, look, I can get you one of here, you know, Leah, man. Rachel was a bad piece, man. Rachel was a super fine piece. Jacob cried when he saw Rachel. So the daughter of the Dan had to be bad. I mean, like, super fine. He like, man, why can't I get you a woman out of our own tribe, right? Right? No, I want one of them over there. You know, maybe she could pick me up an apple off to the top of the tree. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Who knows? But he was on something else. He was not feeling what his parents were saying, right? Continue.
Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all my people that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said unto his father, get her from me, for she pleases me well.
Yeah. But
his father and his mother knew not that it was of the Lord, that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand.
He broke that lion's neck like it was a ram, like a lamb. He broke his neck. He broke him in half. Samson snapped him up. He grabbed him and rent him. He broke him in half. He broke his neck. That's what you do with a ram's neck. When you get ready to offer him, when you get ready to sacrifice the lamb, or you get ready to cook him, you turn his head around and you break it. Samson broke the lion's neck, rent him, just tore the.
And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.
He was possessed by the Spirit of the Lord physically to take care of the business. And so this is his thing, man. He was one of them type of dudes that God possessed him, took over his body for his purpose. Are we listening? Go to Judges chapter 15. Judges chapter 15. Pick it up at oh my God, man! I don't even want to deal with the first 10 verses of this. because Judah is bogus, is all dirt on this one. They're going to sell him to the Philistines, and that's what we do. We sell each other for slavery. You know, Samson is a judge to deliver us out of captivity, and we're going to deliver the one that's going to deliver us out of captivity into captivity. We don't want.
Judges 15:1. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited. That Samson
visited his wife. 15:1. Not 15:1. We don't want to go all the way down there. Let's go up to 9. Let's pick it up at 9.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Judges 15:9 reads, then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why are ye come up against us? And they said, to bind Samson are we come up to do to him as he hath done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the top of the rock of Etam and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done to us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them.
Come on now.
And they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines.
See, that's coward nonsense. That's why I said, man, I didn't want to read that, because Judah, which is supposed to be of the seed of David, was like straight up punking. They were straight crying. They was like cowards before God in Christ.
Verse 12, and they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. And they speak unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand, for surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. Oh, God. And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and slew 1,000 men therewith.
The Lord, the Spirit of the God came, the Spirit of the God of Israel came upon him so mightily that he took a jawbone. These cats had swords and spears and arrows and armor, and he killed them with a jawbone of an ass. He beat the nonsense out of them with an ass jawbone. Not only did he stop their spears, not only did he stop their swords, not only did he penetrate their armor, not only did he break them down from being 8 feet tall, he did with nothing but a ass jawbone.
Amazing.
Bruh, that's the Holy Ghost for you. Say what you want to say, but that's the Holy Ghost. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Daniel's, right? Let's go into Daniel's. Let me see. Who is this we're talking about? What is his son's name? Belshazzar. Yeah, pick it up at verse 5. 5 and 1. Chapter 5 and 1. Let's pick him up. Because now here come another conversation, right? Here come the Holy Ghost. Here come the Holy Ghost, and the woman is testifying that the Holy Ghost actually fills you up. All right? We got a couple more scripts after this, and then we're going to go into the next segment of the creation. I think I didn't doubt. You know, I think I've driven my point on the heaven part. Maybe no. But one thing I will say is this, is that let God be the judge. Daniel chapter 5 and 1. When you receive the reading.
Daniel 5 and 1 reads, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loose, and his knees smote one against another. And the king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. They came in, all the king's wise men, but they could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation thereof. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house. And the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought, verse 13, then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou that Daniel which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jew-Ray? I even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show their interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts.
Wait a minute. The Holy Ghost is going to give you the spirit of what? Interpretation. You see that? Not only would it give you strength, not only do it give you the spirit of healing and rebuking the devils, but it's going to give you the spirit of what? Wisdom, knowledge, and what? Interpretation. I'm good with that. Father, please send your Holy Spirit upon me that you would give me the spirit of interpretation. Please send your Holy Spirit upon me that I may rebuke devils. Please send your Holy Spirit upon me that I may whoop somebody's ass with the jawbone of an ass. I don't have a problem praying for that. Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
With that being said, we're gonna leave that here, Drew. Let's leave that there, and we're gonna just say, look, the Father says this. In fact, let's confirm that fact, right? Let's confirm that fast. Go into James chapter 3 and verse 1. James chapter 3 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
James 3 and 1 reads, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body.
See, we're not supposed to give you the whole deal, man. We're only supposed to give you bits and pieces. You know, I'm not supposed to teach you everything about the Word of God. And for you to come to me like I'm supposed to give you everything that belongs to the Word of God is bogus. That ain't my deal. My deal is like, hey, man, what I got is what I got. What you got is what you got. Okay.
Correct.
Read on.
Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth their whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tame and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith, bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God.
There it is. So we got to be careful with this mouth, man. We got to be careful with the power of the tongue. We got to be careful with the power of our beings. We got to be careful with the power of all these things, man. We found out that you could be possessed by the righteous and the wicked spirits. Be careful. I'm not here to show you everything that belongs to that. If you really, if that's something that you really want to get into, I would suggest that you research those things. With that being said, we're going to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bibles. And
read your Bible.
Hutchinson, man, great job reading. Thank you. Right here, we want to say thank you, Canada. It looks like you guys are increasing. Thank you for listening. Keep spreading that word. Y'all's percentages is going up. Thank you, thank you, thank you for spreading the word. The United States, man, still the same. Don't get me wrong. I love everybody here in the States. No doubt. Y'all are my biggest supporters. Amen. Brazil, God bless you. Chile, God bless you. Let's see, United Kingdom, increasing. God bless you. Keep that work going. Keep telling the people to listen at the radio show. They're going to get it. They're going to understand that it's not about sensationalism or some fake tensions, but the truth will set you free 100%. So make sure they understand that. United Kingdom, keep the work going. Russia, likewise, stay in there. Hey, man, I know you guys are going through a thing in the Ukraine and all that there. Stay in there. Stay in there. We're not saying that you're part of the mindset of the masses. We're just saying stay in there. Don't worry about it. Keep warning the people that the kingdom of God is at hand. Turkey, please, thank God Almighty, Turkey, y'all are staying in there. Keep spreading the word. Let the people know that, hey, the word of God is true and that we are on the move, that God is moving and that the end of time is at hand. France, thank you. And we hope to God that everything stands. And we hope to God that you continue to listen and keep spreading that word. Your numbers are growing. Thank you for sharing. Your numbers are growing. Your fruit is growing. And keep telling the people that listen at this truth. Germany, love you. Love you. Germany, keep that thing pumping, man. Keep staying in the picture. I see you guys disappear, and you come back, come back, come back. Stay on the fan. Stay here, Germany. Stay here. Listen, 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 Germany. You got you. We got you. Don't worry about that. Listen to everything that's going forward. Turkey, thank you for staying focused. Thank you for staying faithful. We're going to keep remembering that you are the faithful and that you are there and you know that the true and living God lives. You a witness. Turkey, ground zero, Iran. People want to give you a bad name. I have none. My father, Ezra, and Nehemiah came from Iran. So please continue the faith. Your children is going to be saved because of the blessings of our forefathers of Nehemiah and Ezra. Remember those things. Pakistan, please. Hey, give me a call. Give me a call. Stay focused. Stay faithful. And remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. India, war. India, look at you. Your numbers are increasing. We love you, man. Keep spreading that word. Would love to have more numbers from India, but, man, I know that it's a difficult time and the world is at turmoil. Just remember, you stay faithful, right? Amen. China, welcome back. I know it's something going on there because you guys are in and out, but you keep coming back. Stay focused, keep listening. We're going to be here as long as the God of Israel keep giving us the will to keep returning. Just keep listening and do what you do with this gospel. Don't do what I do with it. Do what you do with it. Teach it the way the Father sees fit for you to teach it. But remember to stay within the guidelines and the perimeters of the Word of God. You've been sanctified. Thank you, China. Who else we got here? Australia. Nope, I'm not. Australia. All praises to the most. Well, numbers is going up in Australia. Look, keep listening. Keep sharing the message. And remember that the truth will set you free. Thank you for staying strong and faithful. Listen to our apostles. Listen to the prophets there to save us from all these things. Japan, thank you. Your numbers are increasing. Your family is increasing. The truth is increasing. Keep on the truth. God willing, we live. Man, we would love to see you at the time appointed. Hopefully in the kingdom of God, if not before then, right?
Right.
Let me see. Indonesia. Stay focused. Stay prayerful. You guys always, I mean, don't get me wrong, out of all my family, we got a lot of families that never left our side. Indonesia is one. Stay strong. Stay strong. Please, in the name of Jesus, stay strong. And Philippines and Korea, please. I know we got family issues, but know that everybody don't agree with the status quo. We do not agree with the status quo. We only agree with the scriptures at hand. Just remember that. We agree with the scriptures at hand. We do not agree with the status quo. Therefore, Japan, Indonesia, Korea, China, please know that the God of Christ is one mind. Amen.
So, amen.
With all of that being said, United Kingdom, Israel, man, y'all numbers is flying up the charts. Love you. Keep that up. Canada, I love to say Canada. I know it's Canada. I get it. But that's my hook. Canada, that's my love. Canada, please, keep your numbers is flying up the charts. Keep that gospel going. United Kingdom, likewise, and Japan, likewise. Keep the numbers going. Spread the word. Let the people know that the kingdom of God is at hand. This is not a joke. We are preparing the kingdom of Soyu. So with all that being said, Brother Keith, do you have any closing comments before we close out?
Yeah, actually I do. It's I'm right where I'm at. I'll be brief. Romans 8:3, it says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So I want to say thank God, you know, for resurrecting us this morning, give us breath and life, and for us to hear this beautiful lesson that the Lord put on your heart. Brother Job, you did an excellent job. Keep continuing walking in the word, and I pray that all of us do. And we should be mindful of these things, because if the Lord didn't love us, he wouldn't chastise us. So thank God that there are more things to come, hopefully greater things. So greater peace to the family and those out there listening. And with that, I close.
Amen, Jew. Well, with that being said, anybody else have anything they'd like to add to this ministry before we close out? And if no, we'll say this, that peace in Jesus, man. Today is the Sabbath day. Enjoy. It's a beautiful day. Great clouds. Man, if you could take a walk today, that would be a beautiful thing. If you could take a ride on your bike, that would be a beautiful thing. If you could just take a stroll around a park or anything like that, that'll be a beautiful thing. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the feast. Enjoy the Sabbath. You don't have to be in the house, you know, smelling people, putting up with their madness. You can actually go outside and enjoy the day. Please do. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy God. Enjoy yourself with God. And with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, Read your Bible. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.